I see apple trees and a house, a white house. I live in the house. The apples are rotten, worms, no good to eat. There is a swing on the tree.
I asked Catherine to look at herself.
I have light hair, blonde hair. I'm 5 years old. My name is Catherine.
I was surprised. She had entered her present lifetime. She was Catherine at age 5. But she must be there for some reason. Did something happen there, Catherine?
My father is angry at us, 'cause we're not supposed to be outside. He's hitting me with a stick. It's very heavy. It hurts. I'm afraid. He won't stop till he hurts us. Why does he do this to us? Why is he so mean?
I asked her to see her life from a higher perspective and to answer her own questions. I had recently read about people being able to do this. Some writers call this perspective one's higher self or greater self. I was curious whether Catherine could reach this state, if it existed. If she could, this would be a powerful therapeutic technique, a shortcut to insight and understanding.
He never wanted us. He feels we're an intrusion in his life. He doesn't want us.
Your brother, too?
Yes. My brother even more. They never planned for my brother. They weren't married when he was conceived.
This proved to be startling new information for Catherine. She had never known about the premarital pregnancy. Her mother later confirmed the accuracy of Catherine's revelation. Although she was recounting a lifetime, Catherine now exhibited a wisdom and a perspective about her life that had previously been restricted to the in-between or spiritual state. Somehow there was a higher part of her mind, a sort of superconscious. Perhaps this was the higher self that others have described. Although not in contact with the masters and their spectacular knowledge, nevertheless, in her superconscious state she possessed profound insights and information, such as her brother's conception. The conscious Catherine, when awake, was much more anxious and limited, much simpler and comparatively superficial. Meanwhile, her father was tormenting her, and the reasons were becoming evident. "He has many lessons to learn," I stated in a questioning way.
"Yes, so he does."
"Do you know what he has to learn?"
"This knowledge is not revealed to me. What is revealed to me is what is important to me, what concerns me. Each person must be concerned with him or herself, with making him or herself whole. We have lessons to learn, each one of us. They must be learned one at a time, in order. Only then can we know what the next person needs, what he or she lacks, or what we lack, to make us whole."
She spoke in a soft whisper, and her whisper conveyed a feeling of loving detachment. When she spoke again, the childlike voice had returned.
"He's making me sick. He's making me eat this stuff that I don't want. It's some food, lettuce, onions, stuff I hate. He's making me eat it, and he knows I'm gonna be sick. But he doesn't care.